listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Catherine Duryea is the CEO and founder of Year & Day, the San Francisco-based tableware company making shopping for ceramics, flatware, and glassware online a little bit more exciting. Catherine is a Stanford MBA and former Tiffany's global director who wanted to create a brand to help people connect at a place where we spend a lot of time or should be spending more, around the table at home. Finding top partners in Italy and Portugal to craft the pieces, Catherine set out on her own and launched the brand in 2017, having overseen an incredible growth to date. We recently caught up with Catherine in New York City to hear the story of Year & Day.
Before I founded Year & Day, I spent a decade working in brand marketing and e-commerce, primarily for luxury brands. I started that chapter of my career after graduating from Stanford Business School, after which I moved to New York City and spent a number of years working at the global luxury jewelry company, Tiffany & Company, helping that brand build its online marketing presence and expand in the Asia Pacific market. Well, what I learned specifically at my MBA, I learned many things during my MBA, but actually probably the most fortuitous thing I learned at business school was about a new model of retailing in direct consumer e-commerce. When I was a first year MBA student, I went to an event at Stanford called the Cool Products Expo, and I encountered there a table with a stack of pants and met a man named Brian Spaly, who was one of the co-founders of the men's clothing brand Bonobos. And Brian explained to me that he had not only designed what he believed was a better pair of men's pants, but also explained why, through selling these pants via the internet, that there would be a better business model both for the retailer and a better experience for the customer. And that was a real aha moment for me in realizing that the Bonobos approach could be applied to other industries as well. And so it really informed most of my career decisions up to founding Year & Day. I think the tableware aspect of Year & Day came from two parts of my life story. The first is I've always been interested in the ritual of communing around a table. I think it's a way of grounding ourselves and connecting with others that is as important today as ever. And I saw, as I was going through my 20s and 30s and establishing my own life rituals, that we all feel so digitally connected, but we're perhaps less connected in real life. And so I wanted to think about how I could inspire myself and others to connect at home more meaningfully. And I think one of the ways to do that is to build mindfulness or awareness of the objects you surround yourself in these important moments. I always really enjoyed beautiful plates. My mother passed that love down to me. As a child, my primary chore was setting the table. And for special occasions, we would go into the china cabinet and select which pattern the table would be set with. And I was a stakeholder in that decision. And I realized that my mother not only loved these plates because of the way they looked, but also because of the stories they held in her mind. The stories of the brands, where they were made, who made them, the inspiration for the design, how she received them, whether they were a gift or passed down. And I held that with me my entire life. And when I was furnishing my own apartment, it actually wasn't until my early 30s that I went shopping for plates myself, because I had had a set of hand-me-down plates while living in New York City and working for Tiffany, and they broke when I moved back to San Francisco. And I was actually very excited to go out and purchase a set of plates for my home, for my bachelorette pad at the time. And I hated everything about the shopping experience. And something that I thought was going to be a pleasurable and interesting source of discovery was instead a painful and overwhelming merchandise overload. And that was a real insight for me. And I started asking around and realized that many of my friends felt the same way. And I started researching the industry and realized that it was an industry that was probably the least connected to their customers, simply because it had been so reliant on third-party department store and other distribution for so long. And so I was inspired to create Year and Day, to create a product and a brand that had real meaning for our customers and also an aesthetic that they would find beautiful to use every day, but also proud to display on a special occasion, and also to inspire more meaning of these rituals that we have around the table at home, be it, you know, a solo moment with your morning tea or coffee, or, you know, a more celebratory group gathering or dinner. How I designed the company is in a couple of different parts. So the first part is our brand. The second part is our products. And the third part is our website and how we sell our products. So I'll speak first about our brand because it's something that I think really speaks to the way that people want to live their lives today. Year and Day is about time and quality of time and having awareness of how you spend your hours at home. And in today's world, we are, you know, very focused on experiences over possessions. And I think we all really want to value time in the right way. And I think our brand really celebrates embracing those hours and fitting in all of the meaning and connection that you can into that time. And so I love that we celebrate that, and I'm excited about the stories we tell about how we and how others today are spending their hours at home. For our products, you know, very, very important was kind of the utilitarian care question. It was the first thing that I thought about: dishwasher safe, dishwasher safe, dishwasher safe, because a lot of fancy dishes in the past, or silverware or glassware, have not been able to be cared for that way. And that's just not really amenable to our lives. And so I wanted everything to be beautiful, but I also wanted it to be dishwasher safe. I wanted it to be durable enough to be used every day, but beautiful enough to be used for a special occasion. And I also wanted it to be very well made, and I spent a lot of time getting to know different factories and manufacturers and talking to them about the materials and ensuring that there was an eye to sustainability in our materials and in manufacturing processes, and coupling that with true quality so that, you know, this product that people use every day in their lives really delivers pleasure in the execution. And lastly, I thought for product, one of the challenges in this category today is that it's very, very, very over-merchandised. There are so many choices in any department store or e-commerce site. It's very overwhelming. And so simplifying choice for our customers by offering one shape, but four colors in ceramics, four finishes in flatware, really makes it easier to make a decision, but yet there's a lot of variety possible with mixing and matching, and you can really make it your own. And then finally, when it comes to shopping, one of the things I realized, because I encountered it myself in my quest before I started Year and Day when I was looking for plates, is how much do I need? What do I need to own in my home? If you cook, if you don't cook, if you entertain for cocktails, or if you entertain for dinner parties. And yet there was no good source of information that felt current and relevant and modeling against contemporary norms. So we built with a group of really talented developers an experience on our website called Build My Complete Set, which allows for somebody interested in buying a set of plates to tell us more about their household composition and what their home habits are. And we recommend for them everything they need. And it all happens on one page, and it's really easy and elegant. And it makes our customers very happy. Not everybody shops that way, but we offer that guidance for those who want it. Finding our manufacturing partners started with, you know, writing down our values about how we wanted the products to be made. So I spoke earlier about quality of materials, ethical and responsible manufacturing, quality of the finished product, legacy of craft. So kind of it started with desk research and then trade shows and then narrowing it down to a list of potential options and then actually getting on a plane and walking a factory floor and asking a lot of questions. And I'm really proud of the suppliers we now work with and the product we make together and the fact that we can deliver a product that is made a way that we're proud of, but we also are really happy with the outcome, I think is what we were aiming to achieve and were able to achieve. For me, the challenge is just slowing down, and I think our brand has really resonated from the beginning with a broad set of people, and that's been very exciting. And yet it also feels like an opportunity that you want to embrace wholly. And there's so many ways that this customer is underserved in the home market, particularly when it comes to the places where they spend their waking hours and how they furnish those spaces. And once you have an idea that enters the world and then the customers react with this great positive reaction and ask you for more things, you want to deliver them more things immediately. So we're working to deliver some more things to our customers to make their home lives more pleasurable and enjoyable.
Catherine Duryea, CEO and founder of Year and Day. Thanks to Catherine for sharing her story. You can find out more at yearandday.com. Thanks as well to Henry Reese Sheridan for conducting the interview and to Maylee Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.